Sales of the Socialist on the Rise. Read all about it. Ian Patterson, the Socialist Campaign Organizer. We had a very successful sales campaign of the Socialist in the first 3 months of 2015, selling 2,000 more than in the previous quarter. That's on top of thousands that landed on doormats via subscription. The main capitalist papers have jumped to expose tax avoidance in the Panama Papers. Now they are trying to calm working class anger and shore up David Cameron. But fewer and fewer people trust the establishment and their mouthpieces in the media. An extra 700 copies were snapped up in Yorkshire. Sellers of the Socialist sold 400 copies in 1 month campaigning against steel closures in Scunthorpe. On the 9th of April, 200 people bought the Socialist across 5 Welsh towns, while demanding nationalisation of the steel industry. Sales have almost tripled in Wales. The Socialist has been boosted by our working class writers. A front page on £10 an hour was written by a young low-paid fast food worker. Our Solidarity with a Junior Doctor's article was written by a medical student. Workers' Action for Nationalisation was put forward in an interview with a redundant Rotherham steel worker. And this week we feature the Panama Papers scandal. Not in the words of Cameron and other tax dodgers, but working class people who have been ripped off and are ready to fight back. Subscribe. The southern region more than doubled sales by going hell for leather on sales weeks of action twice this year. In the West Midlands, a Corbynist Labour Party member took out a subscription when she rejoined Labour 6 months ago. When Labour cuts councillors came knocking for nominations, she refused, instead nominating the Trade Unionist and Socialist Coalition to USC, after reading what we said. Why not take out a direct debit subscription? And take a few extra papers to try and sell to friends, family, and workmates.